episode, we will be talking about how the Ypsilanti District Library is celebrating Black History Month, as well as exciting opportunities for students to get help with their scholarship and finding their career path. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. In local news, in response to the shortage of parking throughout the city, Ypsilanti plans to further monetize parking. In the coming months, the city will update parking meters to allow payment with credit cards through a phone app. The revenue generated will fund the repaving of lots, addition of handicap spots, restriping of street lines, and other improvements. See our website for the full story. Today at the Student Center, you can create arts and crafts through AMP STEM Kit competition. This event will take place on the first floor lounge across from the bookstore from 5 to 6 p.m. Participants will be given the opportunity to create and compete for Valentine's Day prizes. Registration starts at 5 p.m. For more information, you can contact Carlina Wilson at cwilso@emish.edu or visit emuamp.wixsite.com/emuamp. This event is free and is LBC approved for students. If you're thinking about switching your major or minor, or are struggling to find a career path that is right for you, then you don't want to miss the Eagle Expo on Tuesday in the Student Center Ballroom from 1 to 4 p.m. Going to this event will allow you to talk to career coaches as well as different faculty and staff from different departments on campus. For more information about this event, you can contact Kaylin Rice at krice19@emish.edu. This event is free and is exclusively for EMU students. Later that same evening, join Eta Sigma Gamma for some relaxing yoga in the Rec IM from 5:45 to 6:45 p.m. This event is part of the Eta Sigma Gamma's Wellness Week. For more information about this event, you can contact Jason Talley at etasigmagammaemu@gmail.com. If you enjoy jazz music, then you don't want to miss the EMU Jazz Ensemble concert that also is taking place on the 11th in Pease Auditorium from 7 to 9 p.m. The Jazz Ensemble will be playing tribute to women who have made an impact on jazz music. For more information about this concert, you can contact Donald J. Babcock at dbabcock@emish.edu. This event is free, open to the public, and is LBC approved for students. If you are looking for a summer internship, then you don't want to miss the internship fair taking place on Wednesday in the Student Center Ballroom from 1 to 4 p.m. Students of all majors and class levels are invited to participate. Attendees should dress in professional attire and bring copies of their resume. For more information, you can contact Mary Jane Fallot at mfallot@emish.edu or see more info about the event via your student handshake account. This event is free but is not LBC approved. Later that evening, The Nation will present its fourth annual Black Business Expo in the Student Center Ballroom from 7 to 10 p.m. This event will feature 20 Black-owned businesses from the Ypsilanti and Detroit area. The Nation is a student organization that prides itself on brotherhood and community service. For more information about this event, you can follow The Nation on Twitter at The Nation Inc. Do you like baking and creating art with food? If so, then you don't want to miss the icing and decorating skills class at the Crossroads Marketplace Teaching Kitchen on Thursday, February 13th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Participants will be learning from culinary intern and cake decorator Liz Willing. Students will get to practice their skills by decorating sugar cookies. You can register for the event via the link on our website. For more information about this event, you can contact Callie Gavorik at ds_cdegracia@emish.edu. This event is free, exclusively for students, and is LBC approved. On Friday, the HSC will present Applying for Scholarships as part of their Foundations of Personal Finance series from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Helley Library Eagle Study Tables. This workshop will help students improve their search tactics, complete scholarship application, and help students write their application essays. For more information about this event, you can contact Janice Strickland at jstrickl@emish.edu. This event is free and LBC approved. On Saturday, head over to the Cultivate Coffee and Tap House for their Galentine's Day celebration from 7 to 11 p.m. A DJ will be spinning powerful lady anthems, local business We Adore Flowers will be providing a flower bar, and Cultivate will provide card-making supplies. For more information about this event, visit the link on our website. On Sunday, February 16th, the Ypsilanti District Library presents a screening of I Am Not Your Negro from 2 to 4 p.m. as part of their Safety Talk About Race and Racism series. The film is based off of a book written by James Baldwin called Remember This House and connects the civil rights movement to the current Black Lives Matter movement. The Ypsilanti District Library is located at 5577 Whitaker Road, Ypsilanti, Michigan 48197. Visit ypsilibrary.org for more info. In sports news, the EMU women's basketball team lost to Ohio University on Wednesday. Unfortunately, this has been the team's second loss in a row. However, the team took a win against Western Michigan on Saturday in a game that ended 83-79. Congrats to a women's basketball team. The men's basketball team took a win against the Buffalo Bills on the This was the ninth game on the EMU's MAC conference schedule. The team lost their game 58-59 against the Akron Zips on Saturday, but are getting ready to play Central Michigan on the 11th. As always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our Thursday episode and series. We'll be back next week with more events and news. This is the Eastern Echo Podcast, and I am your host, Liz Horniak, signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.